Day. A lot is happening. I mean, the report that gunmen attacked passengers on the Enugu Port Harcourt Expressway happened on Saturday. And they took away occupants of three buses. They set an army van ablaze. Very troubling. ASUU has extended their strike. In another 2 weeks, it will be 6 months since students have been at home. For those who may not know, SANU, NASU, I mean, and other allied unions at the universities on strike as well. And then yesterday, Ruben Abati was trending because he literally took the River State Governor Nsumwiki to the cleaners. Said PDP should give him lollipop, that he's throwing a tantrum, and he feels entitled because they allowed, the party was crumbling, and they allowed him use money to keep it afloat. Well, that was on Arise TV yesterday morning. What else is happening? INEC is done with the voter registration exercise, and they're scoring themselves pretty high. But the reports we got from around here, people that were there for days, there since 7 a.m., And I'm a bit concerned about those who are blaming those who are not who didn't register in time. And I think this is what happened primarily. So the people, the politicians, they're used to rigging and getting away whatever they get away with during the elections, manipulating figures and all that. But then they saw what happened in Osun State and I believe Ekiti State, and they started to realize that it's not going to be business as usual. So you need people to get their PVCs. And I must express concern that aside the PDP and a few APC stalwarts in River State, a court party also did. The other political parties, we didn't hear a thing. Even if you're not going to win at the state level, what about the federal level? Aren't you going to support anyone? Aren't you going to garner support even for yourself as a party? We don't even know where your offices are. What is going on? You're not even talking to the media. Oh, they're not giving us media representation. It's those that have money that they, you know, carry their reports. That's not true. I think a particular political party here, we had to literally beg them to let us know when they were doing their primaries. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we are here and we will talk about ASUU extending the strike. You know, there was a solidarity protest nationwide on, I think it was Wednesday last week, yeah? And then Tuesday and Wednesday last week. And then they said after that, there'll be, if the government does not respond satisfactorily, I believe, there'll be a 3-day shutdown nationwide. We're waiting for that. But my guest, Achike Chude, will join me in a bit. My name is Eno Agbeviri. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Good morning.
They have used public resources in their personal interest and in running political parties that have only crippled the possibilities of progress in our country. And Nigerians must say that enough is enough.
Election may be all about voting in the leaders, but you need to understand the issues to make the right choice.
Should we just close our eyes and allow this country to go the way it's going?
So that when we form government, they'll remind us every single day. Do they think that we've taken an action that is not in tandem with what we have pledged?
Feel the politicking.
Track the politics.
Listen to the candidates.
Keep tabs on their campaign promises.
I want to assure the entire River State that what you are seeing here is a change for the better.
So I am not the most qualified, and as you know, God doesn't choose the most qualified. He qualifies the chosen.
Follow the views of those who agree
and the reviews of those who don't.
Understand the outcomes.
Join us as we take you on Road to 2023. 8 a.m. Saturdays on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
5 months and counting, students of federal universities and institutions in Nigeria have been at home over an ASUU strike. ASUU has reasons, many of them they say are legitimate. Part of it has to do with salaries, part of it has to do with revitalizing the educational sector, you know, and everything in between. The government seems to not be able to meet their demands. So last week, the Nigeria Labour Congress said they're going to carry out a solidarity protest nationwide to push government to take action. And then we heard that there was going to be an August 1 meeting. Sounds like August meeting to me, though. There was going to be an August 1st meeting between ASUU and the federal government's negotiating team. At some other time, we heard that the Minister of Education, Adamu Adamu, was saying that it should be taking off the hands of Chris Ngige, Minister of Labour and Employment, so that, you know, they could make progress. But here we are, 2nd of August, 2022. Yesterday, we heard from ASUU, and what they had to say was that extending the strike for another 4 weeks, which would be 6 months and 2 weeks, that the students will be at home for. Public Affairs Analyst Achike Chude joins me to discuss this and matters arising. Good morning, Achike. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. Thank you.
All right, so let's look at what happened yesterday and what happened last week. The protest, would you say it fell flat on its face, the solidarity protest by the Nigeria Labour Congress nationwide?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people were skeptical about whether NLC will carry out the strike, you know, of solidarizing with the lecturers.
Mm.
Actually, this has been in the plan for a very long time. The NLC has been mooting the idea of actually identifying more concrete ways with the struggle of the lecturers towards reopening the universities. And of course, civil society activists closely aligned with labor has also been putting pressure on them. So eventually it happened. And I would say that as a warning action, that the rallies that we saw nationwide were quite successful. I mean, we monitored what was happening in virtually every state of the country, and NLC, at least in terms of calling out its workers, and the civil society participation too was quite good. And but you know that it's a warning action, and with the hope that obviously the fact that they made it a warning action means that they will not want to go all out to embark on a strike.
Yes.
Of course, we know the how debilitating a strike can be. So we hope that the government got the message, so that a strike can be averted. But I think this time around, you know, though people have always taken for quite some time now a threat by NLC with a pinch of salt, and the NLC, I would say, has lost a lot of credibility, a lot of mileage in terms of its reputation.
Mm.
But I think they are anxious in a way to build back a little bit of this reputation they have lost. And then I see them carrying out their threat of a strike, total strike across the country if the government doesn't comply.
Mm. All right. So yesterday, were you expecting some form of response, something different than what we've heard in the last few months from the federal government especially, and then on ASUU side as well?
No, well, I think the ASUU is reacting, you know, on the basis of its understanding of the reputation of government when it comes to entering into agreements and, you know, not abiding by those agreements. And ASUU would be foolish, if you ask me, knowing this reputation, on the basis of a promise made by a government that does not fulfill its obligations to the people and does not fulfill its agreements, ASUU would have been foolish to call back its members back into the university system, because the issue is going to persist. If the government has faced this level, this tremendous amount of pressure, and did not, you know, accede to the demands of ASUU, going back to the university system will actually make it worse. What the government needs is a maximum pressure. And that is why the NLC has also entered the fray. So I did not expect any different position by ASUU, because there has not been any different position by the government to accommodate the demands of ASUU. So it is expected. I think really the ball is in the court of the government if the government wants to resolve this issue. Everybody knows that the matter is in the hands of the government, and the president has given a directive to the director of the Minister of Education to solve the crisis. So
in two weeks.
In 2 weeks, yeah, exactly.
You know, and so that's about a month. Yes, almost a month now.
Again, it's government again. It's a president that gives a directive that nobody, you know, listens to. They had a train crisis. The people that were kidnapped, the president gave a marching order for the military and the security forces to recover everybody. Nobody has been recovered. and all that, because the president just makes these statements without looking at the entirety, the context under which the statement is made. Have you put them in a position of readiness? Have you given them everything that is needed to actually carry out your instructions? So these are the issues. So if the president gives the Minister of Education a marching order, resolve all of these issues, and yet the resolution of this issue lies with the president, then what the president is trying to do is to shift the blame, to shift responsibility, you know, to some other people, while he, because ultimately at the end of the day, the buck stops at the table of the president. He is the one that appointed the Minister of Education. So he takes the final decision with regards to all of these things, you know, that are going on with regards to the strike. And it got to a long time ago, it got to a stage where the president himself should have inserted himself into the negotiations between ASSO and the federal government. Because if his principal, I mean, if the people, his subordinates, are not doing the job well, then he should be able to call them to order, or he should get involved in the negotiating process. The last administration, I think, you know, at the time, did the same thing. When the impasse between the federal government and ASSO continued, Jonathan became part of the meeting and was part of the meeting. And I can tell you from reliable sources that the resolution to that crisis at that particular point in time was based on the position that Jonathan himself took with ASSO. Even when Okonjo-Iweala had said there was no money and all that, you know,
okay,
Jonathan consulted with a lot of government officials. Of course, there's always money somewhere. And you look at the fact that out of the blues, they suddenly brought out $5 billion to, you know, buy into the Dangote refinery when the refinery was having problems. Where did the money come from? It came from somewhere.
All right.
The money that had been committed to the revitalization of refineries last year, all of a sudden, billions of dollars, where did they come from? You know, the money that was sent to Afghanistan, the $1 million that was sent to Afghanistan, a country without any strategic interest to Nigeria, you know, where did it come out from? The money to extend the rail line from northern Nigeria, parts of northern Nigeria, to Maradi in Niger, worth over 200 billion naira. Where did that money come from? So it's about the, you know, the priority that the government attaches to education. That is what will determine how fast this crisis can be resolved.
Well, from the action so far, I think it's clear where the priorities lie, and certainly it's not in the education sector. But then, ASSO is saying it will be extended by 4 weeks. What resolution can then be reached in 4 weeks if in 5 months and counting nothing seems to have moved?
No, I think something will happen, because, you know, for the momentum against the government is building. A lot of Nigerians, many Nigerians, if you do a referendum, for instance, you know, of people with regards to the attitude of the government and ASSO, you find out that the vast majority of Nigerians will hold the government primarily responsible for what is happening in the education sector. You look at the fact again that just recently, was it yesterday or so, it was in the news that about the government is about to approve, or the National Assembly is about to approve, about 60-something higher institutions, universities, polytechnics, colleges of education in the country, while the crisis of funding for these institutions have not been resolved. It just tells you, gives you an idea about the level of responsibility of the people that are managing the affairs of the country. You have a case on ground. You have not been able to adequately fund the educational system at the tertiary level adequately. And you are talking about, you know, have approving a whopping 60-something of those similar institutions again. It's crazy. It's madness, you know. So we hope, I think, you know, ASSO had this resolution a few days ago on the basis of the hope that hopefully things are moving in the right direction. And I hope that the economy that has suffered enough damage in recent years will not be made again to suffer more damages as a result of another, you know, national strike that will shut down the economy. But like I said, both the yam and the cutlass are in the hands of the federal government. They are the ones that are going to determine, you know, if further instability will be added to the Nigerian economy by a strike, or whether it can be averted by doing the right thing, so that our students who are doing nothing at home, and who, if care is not taken, the devil will find jobs for, we hope that these students can be made to go back to the university, you know, to continue their studies. Education, we keep on maintaining, is the most fundamental sector in any economy, in any country. It is the most. Every other thing will stand on education, whether it is healthcare, whether it's road infrastructure, whether it is aviation. Everything is dependent on the level of education that you have in your country.
All right, and from what it seems, a larger percentage of those who are in high institutions right now are not getting an education. 5 months and counting out of school. I think 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago, Achike, there was a 9 month old strike, right?
Yeah. Look, you know the thing is this. Let me tell you, some people who might erroneously say, look, ASUU likes to go on strike. ASUU does not like to go on strike. ASUU finds it difficult to call out a strike. Because of the collegiality within ASUU, ASUU has to engage every stakeholder, every university in the country, both state and federal government. And they have to buy into the actions of ASUU. And that's why, you know, by the time, you know, the strike develops fully, and the lecturers are suffering different levels of deprivation because of lack of access to salaries and all that, which the government imposes from time to time, you realize that ASUU is able to hold its rank and file together to a very large extent because they are not forced into that strike. They were the ones that gave their mandate. The various chapters across the country are the ones that gave their mandate to ASUU, to the leadership of ASUU, to act on their behalf. You know, so you see this collegiality, this unity in the way they respond to the strikes.
All right. Okay. So commercial has to play. We'll reconnect with you in a bit, Achike Chide. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It is 8:30. Good morning again. Thank you for joining us this morning on Nigeria Info. ASUU's extended its strike. Over 5 months, the strike has been on. And now 4 additional weeks. And they are hoping, Nigerians are hoping, that by that time there will be some sort of a resolution. My name is Enoch Beviri, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Do you think a resolution can be reached in 4 weeks? What did not happen in 5 months and counting? Do you see it happening in 4 weeks? And then I'm very concerned about the students who have been at home for almost 6 months. What it is, literally, is that the government has put them on lockdown. Students at public universities and government-owned and run universities have been on lockdown. Also, the lecturers are affected as well. Some people think they're not affected. They are affected. I mean, it's like not going to work for 6 months. Technically, not going to work for 6 months. Oh, you know, they have other businesses they're doing. Some are consultants. Yeah, but the primary work is teaching. And they miss that. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. There is also the matter of the academic calendar. So that there is 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level students. And now I think for two sessions because of the other strike, they have students who are pending or who are remaining in 100 level. And do you know some universities released cutoff marks? We saw one after the cutoff mark was released by JAMB, 140. Some universities have released their own cutoff marks. On Twitter, we're at Nigerian4PH. On WhatsApp, 08090306416. Then the student unions, what are they doing? What are they doing about the strike that has kept them at home? Forum says the inconsistency from government in settling the strike calls for a revolution from the students. A lot of peaceful demonstrations done to show to government that the need to call up the strike stands necessary, but no move yet. As I speak, all federal SUG presidents are meeting in Abuja tomorrow for another round of protests because we are tired. Can government strike off ASUU in its entirety? So do you think ASUU is the problem here? Where is the substance in the 2 weeks directives of the education minister? Forum sent that in from Uniport. But Forum, you must also realize that I spoke to the Nance president. Yes, I spoke to him here, and he was blowing hot. The major political parties are not going to have their primaries in Abuja. The students are going to shut it down, but nothing happened. So what is going to come out of this planned nationwide meeting by SUG presidents? Patrick says, what will ASUU do to these universities that are in session despite the strikes? There's nothing they can do. So some universities, government-owned, like the University of University, for example, are not under ASUU. They have, you know, they're no longer members of ASUU, so they're in session. And the salaries are being paid. Students are in school. So students are moving on to the next session, and some people are still stock in the previous calendar or the one before. Odima is calling from Akka Road. Odima, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Month.
I wish you the same.
Hello.
Yes.
There's no way you will expect to get something or give something on nothing. And our president, President Mohamed Buhari, cannot give what he doesn't have. We know the controversy surrounding his school start, ordinary school start. So you don't expect him to do much because he doesn't know the value of education.
Yeah, but so we had President Umaru Musa Araduwa, we had Goodluck Jonathan, who were members of the academia before. So what happened with those ones?
I heard when your guest said something about Jonathan joining the meeting. And you remember, this 2009 negotiation, Jonathan released all the things that said in agreement that will be released every year. Jonathan did release until he left.
Mm-hmm.
They will tell you, for 7 years, somebody on your radio station will say that for 7 years, this would have released only 50 billion. Only how much? Only, I can't remember, but you know that released 200 billion at once. So you can see, as long as this government is concerned, your guests have said where their priority lies. Education is not part of them. And as long as the body is concerned, he keep on playing Nigerians, he keep on shipping blames. So I expect that Nigerians, not even the students, should be organizing a civil disobedience. Because that's the only thing they will understand. For us to wait for long as they are concerned, there's no extra money to give to lecturers. Because it's only extra money they give to lecturers. They don't see education. As the government.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling. So I'm checking the data in front of me. And during Umaru Araduwa's administration, there was a 4-month and a week of strike, 4 months and 1 week of strike. And during Goodluck Jonathan's administration, the length of the strike had reached 13 months. So under Buhari, we've got a total of 12 months and counting. 13 months. Wow. 0817923000. People that should go for NYSC, they're stuck at home. People that also want to travel, they want to escape perhaps, or they want to just go for, that was the plan, you know, to go for masters. They can't get their transcripts. So it is a mess. 0817923000. 0817923000. 4 months extension. Do you see any progress being made after that. And of course, the COVID did its own as well. COVID kept people at home again for some time. Lecturers have gone on strike for 15 times since 1999. That was by the year 2020. They're going to strike 15 times. So if you look at it in democratic dispensation, it means that for every 5 years since 1999, universities have spent one on strike. On Facebook Live at Nigerian for PH, you can do well to join the conversation. During Obasanjo's administration, economic workers down tools for a cumulative period of 18 months. In that 8 years. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You're Nigerian for?
Yeah, my name is Philip Kakamevaka.
All right.
I think our problem is with our president and the presidency and the government, the federal government. I could remember I told some couple of friends before this government came on board, I said this government does not have plans. You've been out there for years waiting to take over power, and you know the issues we have in Nigeria, our educational system. Why waiting during your campaign? You will have looked for a solution, tangible solution to solve problems. Majority of the promises made by this government, none of them has been achieved. And for me, to be clear with you, your point, this government does not have solution to this problem. It will linger on, so I will advise the ASU and the educational, the guys in the educational sector to have a resolution. If it's shutting down the educational system, let it shut down during the election, vote wisely and vote people that can have, as in, have solution to our problem.
All right. Thank you for calling. On Facebook, Nengi Igonikon says it's so disheartening how our government doesn't care about our education sector. Jeremy Michael writes in, he says, I think having personalities such as the Minister of Labour and Employment and the President of ASU on the top of negotiation table, I don't see any positive outcome anytime soon because they're not willing to end it. Also, I think this strike gives them the feeling of relevance. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. So someone writes in from the university, the state university, and says, we're actually still part of ASU, but we're currently on suspension because of the last strike we pulled out from. The last strike. The government doesn't want the state universities or institutions to be shut down, so... I think that pullout sounds like it's going to be owned. I mean, it's going to be given. Thangoda Tewebu on Twitter. I really commend ASU on their stance for the past 5 months of the strike. Unlike before, when they used to behave like NLC, this is the only chance ASU has to correct the errors happening in our educational system. Okay. Beg your pardon. On WhatsApp, good morning, Eno. It's sad. It's saddening that our government is not bothered whether the ASU strike is called off or not. Students are wasting the time at home and their children are graduating abroad. The lecturers and non-academics are at home without salaries to take care of the bills. And what Senate could do was to propose new universities and deciding on jam cut-off points. To who are they taking the decisions for? What a clueless government. This matter of, you know, allowing more universities. Well, truth is, if they're not going to make theirs work, those who are going to make theirs work will get the funding from the people via school fees. Some schools, they pay as much as 1.5 million a year or twice a year. And that's a lot of money compared to what the state and federal universities are paying, students are paying. Osejo Abumen says, I expect ASU to have shut down all universities in Nigeria now. This same strike made me stay at home for 6 months in my 100 level when Goodluck Jonathan was president. What's even wrong with our political system? What is wrong is that people who go there just want to line their pockets. They have no solutions and the people don't even care. They support them blindly and then they come back to complain. You made a choice. You went to the polling unit and you made a choice. And now you're saying, I don't like what's in my mouth, but you can't spit it out. You have to wait out the time. Well, There are ways to spit it out, but Nigerians have not really explored those. And no, there's something ASUU is not telling us. Everest or Wunsaka. Federal government has accused ASUU of manipulating the payroll to their own advantage. What will the lecturers... Why would a lecturer's name be found and duplicated in different universities' payroll? They should come out plain instead of claiming to be saints. 0817923000 are the numbers to call. Let's get back to Achike Chude. Okay. So one of the student union leaders is telling us that the SUG president from, of course, the universities or federal institutions are going to be meeting in Abuja, I think today or tomorrow. But you recall, Achike, that at some point the NAMS president was threatening fire and brimstone, but nothing came out of that. Should students have faith in their SUG government, or it will be like a charade?
Should students have faith in which government?
They're student union government. Say they are meeting in Abuja. They want to protest. They want to have their own protest.
Yeah, well, let us just say that what we have today in terms of the students are not what we used to have years back.
Mm.
Because we are all products of the radical students movement in the country. We are all products of, you know, and the supporters of the National Association of Nigerian Students, NAMS. And again, it was a different era, a different period of time, different context. You know, but the reality is that today's students are not as conscious as the students of yore. And this is even quite surprising, because this is the age of information technology. This is the age where virtually every information you need, you know, is literally at your beck and call, your finger, your phones. So you can have access to information, but they don't seem to be as conscious, politically conscious, as, you know, the youths of those days. But that is not to say that they are also not concerned about what is going on. They are very concerned, and there have been attempts over the years to rebuild the culture of radical students' unionism, which has its advantages, really. You know, so I think they are the people that are most affected there, and the lecturers. So they must have a say, and they've had their say. And it is not as if they have not been active. They've actually been active. There have been pockets of protests and rallies all over the country by the students, even before now.
They
started to shut down the airport, I think, in Edo State, in Benin.
Yeah, there were several protests. UNIBEN students came out. Yeah.
So we hope that right now that the pressure is really building, you know, for the government to do the right thing. We hope that they would add a significant, maybe part of a significant, you know, aspect of this effort, so that the right kind of pressure will be brought on the government, and the government will realize that, obviously now it is clear that ASUU is not alone in this struggle. People are in support of them, the students are supporting them, the parents, most of the parents are supporting them, and their civil society is supporting them, labor is supporting them. So let the government just do the right thing. So I hope that something good will come out of the meeting by the students.
So let's talk about this issue of more universities being, you know, approved. Do you have any issues with that, really?
Any reasonable person would have issues with that. If they are private universities, you could say, well, the federal government is not putting its money into federal universities. But don't also forget the argument in the past, and the outrageous argument which some private universities were pushing, that the PET fund that is exclusively for use by, you know, in public universities to develop and build public universities was also being, you know, private universities, members of private universities were also canvassing that PET fund should also be used for some of them. These are privately owned higher institutions, tertiary institutions.
Private
so
businesses.
So have made that argument was outrageous in the very first place. Apart from, of course, we know the outrageous or the very high fees that some of them are charging, only for them to try to go cut a hand to the government to also help with funding private education. Of course, they received a backlash from the society, you know, from Nigerians. that was never going to happen. Now, if the new university that had been set up are private owned, it's a different ball game. Mm. Public money will not be expended to maintain them and to look after them. But it is absolute madness that you have something, you know, you are not looking at. It's like a man who has abandoned his responsibility towards his children. He has four children. He's managing or barely managing to look after them. Or he's careless about looking after them. He might have the money and not be able to look after them. Mm. And then he's having more children. What statement is he trying to make? So these are some of the issues. And I think it is unfortunate. Not a few days ago, the social media was agog with the picture of the number four citizen in the country. That is the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Oh, yes. Femi Gbajabiamila saying that he was going back to Harvard to study.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And then was insensitive enough to post it on social media. And of course, thank God that he got the kind of attention he deserved. People accused him of all kinds of insensitivity, you know, and lack of patriotism and all that. And of course, at least he was smart enough to realize that he had goofed big time and had to apologize to Nigerians, because that is the height of insensitivity. But there's nothing new about these people. This is what they do. Look, you know, for as long as, you know, and there's this thing I keep on repeating, that where a man, from, I mean, from what scripture says, where a man's heart, a man's treasure is there.
That's where his heart is. Yeah.
The treasures of this elite are in higher institutions in other parts of the world.
Mm.
That is where their children are schooling. If you want to change the narrative with regards to education in this country, all you need to do is to see the political appointees, people who are being paid with public money, whose families are being maintained with public money, will not be allowed to send their children abroad. You will see, but their children have to go to school here. You will realize that the issue of courtism in most of the institutions in this country will go down drastically. You will realize that the quality of education will be improved upon, and the educational infrastructure will be provided
from basic levels.
Yes, so at least at the basic level, that all those things will be in place.
Okay.
So this is it. Yes.
Patrick is saying.
And then again.
Yes.
Yeah. Go on.
Patrick is saying something here. He said those that think that this is the only chance ASUU has are making a mistake. A new government will soon be in place. ASUU will always make new demands. Both parties must shift grounds for a solution to come.
ASUU has never made new demands. The person that, sorry to say, but with all due respect, the person that made.
No, but Achike, in Jonathan's time, IPs was not on the table, was it?
No, until later now. Okay, so why did they all of a sudden want to change it? What happened? It was not on the table. We had a process that was working seamlessly, the university system, until the government, at the recommendation of the World Bank, brought up IPs. And when they brought up IPs, ASUU told them that the university system is completely different from the civil service bureaucratic structure. And that what the World Bank has got, why it can work at the, you know, within the civil service because of the structure and the peculiarity of the civil service, that of ASUU is completely different. Because for ASUU, you have issues like end allowances and so many other things that are not captured under that platform, that payment platform. What are you going to do? The government insisted and tried to blackmail ASUU, that ASUU had an ulterior motive for defending, for going against IPs. And what happened? The exactly the same prediction ASUU made was what happened. When payments were being made to lecturers, many of them were being underpaid or overpaid. It was the same platform that was used by the Accountant General to steal over 100 billion naira in the country.
Mm.
This was exactly what ASUU warned them was going to happen, and it happened. Now the government now gave ASUU a challenge. That's okay, if you put on like the IPs, go and develop your own. It was a challenge to ASUU. ASUU took up that challenge, and ASUU came out with UTAS. You know, it came out with UTAS. And believe me, regardless of the propaganda and the lies from the federal authorities, UTAS performed creditably well. UTAS scored 97%. 97% is more than, I mean, it's excellent, more or less. UTAS scored 97% on all the criteria, most of the criteria that were used. Some they scored 95%, some 94%, but on the average, Ilka scored 97%. That is more than a pass mark.
Mm.
And then they started this campaign, this blackmail and all of that. And you know why I'm telling you this? I'm telling you this because I saw the document. I saw the document that was signed by the relevant government ministries, including the NITDA, that supervised the testing of Ilka's.
Mm.
I saw with the various parastatals, agencies that were involved in that process, they all signed together with ASO also. I saw the document.
All right.
If somebody says it was not a new thing during the Jonathan era, yes, but the confusion was brought about by the government.
Mm.
Instead of the government, you see, we had a government that would begin, even in the face of mounting evidence that the government is wrong. All you need to do is to apologize. The government went ahead and created crisis in the university system. A lot of the lecturers were underpaid. A lot of them were overpaid within the university system.
Okay. All right.
One expected the government to say, look, they made a mistake.
But that hasn't happened.
And drop it. But they kept on, you know, the normal propaganda that comes from government and all that.
All right. Thank you very much, Achikechude, for your time. We've got to end the show now.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, 4 weeks extension. Let's see what is likely to happen. My name is Enoha Ugbeviri. We're Nigerian for Port Hackett. Thank you for your time. Good morning.